been a hot minute, and I'm aware of that. That's 100% on me. But you know what? Like, life gets busy and shit happens, blah, blah, blah. But I will say there are some very, very exciting things and people that are going to be on, I feel like, this season of Morning Tea. People that I truly, like, admire and love, and their work inside of the hair world is immaculate and different and, frankly, just, like, really, really fucking cool. So, yes, we're going to be talking about hair this season. We're going to be talking to other educators. We're going to be talking about social media and just kind of, like, life shit and things that happen, especially when you are trying to build and make yourself, like, a public brand. So, what is the topic of today? So today I really want to talk about, I mean, honestly, I've talked a little bit about it before. And if you follow me on social media, I talk about it a lot. And that is how to use your stories accurately to show and, frankly, sell your services. Because I think what people kind of, like, from what I feel like I've gathered, is that people tend to go through and be like, well, I sell in my feed and I tell them to go click the link in my bio, and then they click the link in my bio and then they buy it from me. But here's the deal. That's kind of a lot of steps. And I know that sounds so fucking stupid, because if I'm watching your reel, I have to exit out of that. I have to go to your profile. I have to click the link in your bio. Then I have to click whatever other links. This is a lot of steps. And I don't want to do that. Like, I will be honest, I'm like a lazy buyer. And I realize that that sounds probably crazy, but I don't want to have to go through 5,000 fucking steps in order to, like, get something done. So something that I talk to my students about a lot inside of Content Coven, which I'm, like, so fucking excited, because February 14th, the official, like, rebrand and refresh of Content Coven is officially here. It's in a new platform. There's more education, more templates, ChatGPT prompts, all the things that literally make content creation so fucking easy. Even, like, I'm now creating monthly content calendars for everyone, so that we're like, you don't even have to think about anything. But with that, one of my favorite things I've ever created is templates to actually sell in your stories. And the reason that you should focus on selling in your stories is because only followers look at your stories. Yes, some non-followers do, but it's not like Reels or recommendations or the Explore page where we click one button and then we see a whole bunch of shit from people that we don't follow, but we're like, oh, this might be cool. It's just not like that. Your stories are generally looked at by your followers. Now, why is that even important? What does that even mean? Well, you have to think, anytime in selling, we're looking at, like, a small series of yeses, right? Like, yes, I like you. Yes, that's kind of cool. Yes, I'll follow you. Yes, I'll give you my email. Yes, 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 yes. It's a series of yeses that we're looking for. If someone is already following you, right, you've already gained at least a couple of yeses inside of that. Like, they've seen your content and they're like, wait, bitch, like, this is fucking interesting. I really like this. This is interesting. This is cool. Yeah, I want to see more of this. So they go to your profile, they start looking at all the content that you've put out there. And then even inside of it, they're like, wait, no, I really love this. Like, yeah, I'm going to follow you. Yeah, this is great. Like, I want to keep seeing your content, which is really great. There's already a form of trust that they're really starting to, like, see or, like, build between you both, right? Or otherwise, if they didn't fucking like you, wouldn't follow you. There are very few people that, like, hate follow in this world. I'm not gonna say that it's not a thing. Yes, people do absolutely hate follow, but even inside that, most people don't. And I'm gonna say this, we're gonna pause and time out real quick. If you are someone that is, like, hate following someone else, bro, get it together. Don't do that. That you don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. Just, like, move on, part ways, go be, like, your happy little self. I will never understand the need to follow someone just like, oh my God, they're a train wreck. Let's keep watching. I'm like, I don't have time for train wrecks, right? So back to selling in your stories. So you have to think, using your stories to promote your services or your products, your classes, your events, whatever it is, it's really one of the best places. Yet, I'm going to be clear, you still need to be posting on your feed. You still need to be posting reels and carousels. Those are, like, the biggest things in 2025. You still need to be doing all of those things. But if all you're doing is posting a reel on your feed and then sharing that reel to your stories and then fucking off for the rest of the day, you are not using your stories in the best way possible. It's kind of like a lazy way to do it, because, be honest, how many times do you go through and you see a reel in the stories and then you're like, wait, let me go now watch it. Let me go comment on it. It doesn't, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen. But more than likely, they're either just going to DM you or they're going to watch it, go, and then tap, tap, and then like keep going, or they're going to swipe completely out of your stories. So I want to tell you kind of like how I like to go through and use them, because I want to be clear, your stories shouldn't just be a hard sell all the time. Boo, that's boring. I always say, like, you don't want to be like Charlie Brown's mom, where you talk about this, not, hold on, let me actually stop myself. Where, because if I say talk about the same shit, you're gonna be like, I talk about new things all the time. You really don't. You really should be talking about the same shit all the fucking time. But if all you're doing is like, buy, 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 buy from me, 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 well, then it comes to a point where I just stop listening. It turns into wah, 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 all those things, right? And that's honestly like exactly what we're trying to avoid. So number one, in my stories, do I mix personal and professional things? Fuck yeah, absolutely. Posting crazy, wild, feral shit inside of my stories is like one of my most like fun and favorite things to do, because at the end of the day, if that is still my brand, because it's still me and it's still my personality, right? So I generally like to go through, I start off the day by posting sometimes like a couple like personal things, what's been going on, what's happening, cute little pictures of my dogs, they're adorable. And then I do go into like selling the things that I'm selling, right? So whether it's services or products, classes that are coming up, but I'm not just like, hey, I have a cease and desist class in Dallas. You should buy. Here's a link. That's just like not very enticing. Like, I'm just gonna be honest with you. That's not enticing. Okay. And here's why I wanted to make templates, because now it makes it easier for you. You don't have to now go through and worry about like, well, is this aesthetically pleasing? Is this the right? Should I put this here or there? Like, it's literally fully templated out for you. There's 50 of them inside of Content Coven, but it's not just like 50 slides. Each template has at least at minimum 3 slides, anywhere from 3 to 5. So it's like actually like a lot of templates that you can use. But the reason that I like having that is because then you can understand, okay, in this slide, I'm going to be adding a testimonial. I'm going to pull a little piece of that. In the next one, I'm going to be explaining what Content Coven is and why it's beneficial to this person. In the next one, I'm going to be showing like behind the scenes video or like clips or whatever of what Content Coven looks like, or what my services look like, or, you know, what it looks like to be inside of my chair. Those are the things that sell. If you're just like, hey, I have an open appointment, does anybody want it? Probably not. I mean, and here's the crazy part. So like by the time, if your following gets large enough, but these things, not that they become irrelevant, because they don't, but there's just different ways to do it. Like, yeah, someone who has 1,000 followers versus 500,000, if the person with 500,000 followers posts and say, hey, I have a surprise opening this day, this time, it's going to be a little bit easier to fill just because they're reaching more people. But I'm going to tell you now, like, I sell in my stories a lot, and that has really helped boost, like, it's boosted my sales, it's boosted my income, because people see it so quickly and so clearly, but there's also an immediate link to click. And here's also the thing, I feel like people think, well, I already talked about it once this week, and so fucking what? You need to be posting this shit every fucking day. You want to know what's so crazy? If you follow me, you know, I do talk about Content Coven a lot. It's my social media, like Instagram membership, where I teach people how to do all these things, specifically like beauty professionals, how to do all these things, blah, 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 right? Okay, great. I actually, someone a few months ago, Content Coven's been alive for, is it like a year now? Maybe a little under, I don't know. Wait, it's a few months ago, someone literally DM'd me, and bear in mind, I have like over 300 people in my membership already, but someone DM'd me and they were like, wow, what's Content Coven? I didn't even know you did that. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I sat there and honestly, it left me a little bit flabbergasted, is probably a good way to put it, because I'm like, you mean to tell me? I thought I was boring the fuck out of people. I thought I was being so annoying by being like, here's what's new in Content Coven. Here's the cool things that we're doing. Here's testimonials. Here's reviews. Here's all the things, blah, blah, blah. Like, I thought that I was just annoying. That's all I talked about. But the fact that someone DM'd me and they were like, I had no idea you did this. I was like, maybe I'm actually not talking about this as much as I think I am. So I went to my mentor and one of my really good friends who we have the same mentor. And I said, hey, do you feel like I talk about this too much? And she was like, do you talk about it at all? And guys, that one like literally hurt my soul. She didn't mean to. Like, she didn't say anything offensive. She's right. But I sat there and I was like, you need to tell me this entire motherfucking time. I've been sitting here stressed to the nines, thinking that I'm irritating people, that I'm bugging them. And by the way, this girl, this other stylist, she looks at my stories every single day. I look at hers every single day. My mentor looks at my shit every single day. And for both of them to look at me and say, I actually don't think you're talking about this enough. I feel like you could do it more. Like, do you talk about it, really put me in a position to realize that it's not how I feel about it. Like, honestly, it's not if I feel like I'm doing it enough or too much. It's realizing the fact that even people who see it every day, maybe I'm not speaking about it in the correct way. Maybe I am kind of talking about it every day, but making it like almost like an asterisk at the bottom of a page of a book. Like, I'm not openly saying, these are my services. This is what I offer. This is what I do. So that for me, I think, was like a really big moment to kind of like, take a pause, take a moment, step back and start reevaluating my marketing to see, is it actually landing? I'm getting new followers every single day. Those new followers are looking at my stories as they join. Do these new people have any clue what I do? They know that I own a hairline. Do they know that I own an extension method? Do they know that I'm doing classes nationwide? Do they know that I can help them build their social media? If they don't know these things, I'm not doing a good job marketing myself, especially not in my stories. Because while they might not go through my entire feed, they're not going to. Yeah. Period. They're not going to go through my entire feed and look at every single fucking thing that I've ever posted, because y'all know I post a lot. They will go through and look at my stories. And in this day and age, it used to be, here's a crazy shit, they only needed to see something 7 times to buy. We're now up to 12. We have now almost doubled it. And inside of different buyer types, which if y'all want to hear about buyer types, let me know, because I could talk about this as the day is long. Inside of different buyer types, the thing you post might attract one type of buyer, like an analytical buyer like me, but it's not going to attract an amiable buyer who's literally the polar opposite of me. So then it's not only, are you actually making sure that people know what it is you're talking about inside of your stories, that they can go through, they can flip quickly, they can really consume a lot of content quickly in your stories. And I will also say, if your stories are just you with your phone talking to it for 45 slides, wrong. No, it's boring. No one is watching that, which is why I made these templates for actually being able to sell your stories inside of Canva, because someone can flip through it very quickly and consume that content without feeling like, oh my God, fucking move on. So those are the things like I'm always thinking about is, okay, maybe I am posting about something a lot, but am I hitting every buyer type? Am I hitting all 4 of them, or am I just hitting the ones like me? Am I only hitting the ones weirdly opposite of me? Am I leaving out an entire group of people because I am being weird about saying, this is what I have to offer you. And if you want to learn more, here's the exact link to learn more. Make it easy for people to buy from you. I make them jump through hoops. Don't make them watch your reel, read your caption, then go to your bio, click the link in your bio, then click on an application. I'm trying to give you money and you're making it hard for me. Bear in mind, I'm the hardest buyer type, which I'll get into that in a different podcast, but I just want the information and then get off my ass about it. Period. Full stop. Let me make my decision, but I do need to see things multiple times. I do need to see testimonials. I do need to see results. I do need to see reviews. Like, I need to see all of those things. Do you know what I'm saying? So just something to think about. And if you are interested in these templates, they're going to be available. I mean, in Content Coven, they're completely free. Like, they're inside the membership. There's 50. I will have a few that are available for free as well, like publicly, just so you can kind of like really start looking at it and being like, okay, that's what she meant. Oh, I don't do this. Oh shit. I never take pictures of any of my clients or of me working. I have like no content. Maybe that's why it's becoming even harder and harder for me to promote myself, because I'm wanting people to just take my word for it. So these are just a few things to think about, guys, as you continue to like promote yourself and really think, are you making the best use of all of your social media? Are you making the best use of reels, of carousels, of your stories? Like, are you making the best use of it? But here's the deal. It's a free tool. It's fucking free. And I feel like once you understand the point
probably a good way to put it. If you understand like why I would choose a carousel before between a reel versus a reel, makes it a little bit easier. If you understand that stories aren't just for you to plaster your face or rant about shit for 45 minutes, like that makes it a little bit easier, especially when things are templated out. So that's what I really do want you to consider. Like, are you using your stories to the best of your availability, to the best of their availability? Are you actually making use of them, or are you putting them to the side thinking that people don't care? I worked with someone who's an educator in the hair industry, and I started having her sell in her stories. In a week, she sold an extra like $2,500 worth of things. Because she posted some fucking links and some information in her stories. Bet. Great. I would love to make an extra $2,500 a week too. Do you see what I'm saying? So I hope that this has helped. I promise this year I'm going to be so much more consistent on doing podcasts because I'm not waiting to do them last minute. But thank you for being here. If you have any questions or thought on this, just DM me on Instagram. It's Coach Onion, my full name. Or you can even like comment below this if you're watching on YouTube, comment below on YouTube. And I do come through and I check the comments. There's links to everything, but I truly hope that this has helped. And even if you're stressing out a little bit, I hope that it's at least given you like a different idea of how to actually use your stories and promote your services. So thanks for being here, guys. I'll see you next week.